Put that into words, your feelings just now.
I'm still trying to get over it, Tom. You know, I'm a wee bit disappointed that I think this is a game that we left behind us. You know, we were 5 or 6 points up at one stage and we thought we were cruising, like, but, you know, fair play to Tyrone. They never give up and they whittled away and they whittled away at the score, like, you know, and eventually they do level and, you know, they came back at us strong and they got 3 or 4 goals and they, you know, they just reeled us, you know, and put us on the back foot straight away, like, and we just didn't respond to it, you know, and I think we stopped playing for the last 20 minutes and, you know, you just can't afford to do that and, you know...
Go back to the start, you know, you had a tentative enough opening, but Ronan's first goal was a big score for you.
Ah, yeah, you know, we knew there was a big game in Ronan McDermott, you know, and that's why we put him in full forward. Like, you know, Ronan scored 4 goals today, like, you know, and that's no mean feat for any hurler, like, you know, and, you know, we knew once we got Ronan in there and he got that first goal, we thought, right, we're going to have this game, you know, we were going to be in control of it, and, but... Look, as I said, like
three, four to five points up at half time, 8 in it, I think,
Eight in it at half time, you know, and I thought we were safe enough, you know, comfortable that we could come out and thrive on again, like, you know, but instead, as I said, you know, we stopped playing for the last 20 minutes and Tyrone just took control, like, they were in the driving seat and they were taking the game to us and we were chasing and chasing all the time. And lucky enough, we caught up with them, like, in Drew Level, and went to extra time.
Yeah, and they got the rub of the green, I suppose, with 1 or 2 of the goals in the second half.
Nah, they did, you know, but I think they were given a lot of handy frees too, like, you know, and as I said, I'm not going to go there because me and these referees don't see eye to eye, and I think there was a lot of poor decisions again today, like, you know, and maybe for both sides, like, you know, but... you know, it's something that's going to have to be looked at.
But you have to be very encouraged, though. You got the draw, you know, when it seemed to be gone at the end of normal time. Lee knocked over the point to equalise it.
Ah, yeah, like, you know, we never give up. We said at the start of the extra time, like, that, you know, this is it. We're either going to have to knuckle down and get back in this game, or we're back down playing Division 3 hurling next year, you know, and I don't think Donegal needs that, you know, and lucky enough that we got through and well.
But again, in the first period of extra time, you looked to be in trouble because they were 1-5 up, wasn't it?
They were 1-5 up, and, you know, it shows the character of Tyrone, like, that they never give up. Like, and they came out all guns a-blazing that second half of the extra time, and they really put us on the back foot. But then it shows the character of the Donegal squad. Like, you know, they didn't fall, like, you know, and that they were determined, like, you know, to get back into this game and the dead, like, you know.
And this game has to bring on a lot of the players, you know. Danny Cullen only having his, what, second full outing. Joe Boyle just back in, you know, that's bound to bring these players on a lot.
Oh, it is, you know. I think Danny was a wee bit disappointed there himself, like, with his first touch, and, you know, it's understandable, like, you know, it's probably his second competitive game now since last June, you know, and, you know, he's only a human being, like, and he's not perfect, I suppose. Same with Joe Boyle, that's his first game since the Mayo game, like, and Joe done Trojan work all day, like, and, you know, you have to give credit to the team, you know. There was probably a few of us, I think we could have stepped up a wee bit more, and I don't know whether we played to the occasion or what, like, but look, at the next day, we're just going to have to knuckle down, like, and every man is going to have to play out of his skin for 70 minutes and try and keep Donegal hurling where it should be.
And the couple of guys that are still absent through injury, obviously Sean McVeigh's away on work experience in Hungary, but you have Marty McGrath and you have Paul Sheridan. How are they going to be for the next
day? I don't think they'll be ready for the next day, Tom. We're going to nurse Paul back anyway for the championship, you know, 3 or 4 weeks' time, like, you know, and it's going to be a tough opener against Tyrone as well, so... We're going to know each other very well, like, you know, but no, we'll give Paul a chance to recover fully, and, you know, we'll look forward now to next weekend.